Good morning, America. Welcome to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs and Doug Winfrey joining you today on this beautiful Tuesday spring morning. Thanks so much for being here. This is your nutritional pharmacist reporting in for the day. If you've got questions about health, nutrition, skincare, the longevity line of nutritional supplements, this is your place to be. 866-582-9933 is the phone number, 866-582-9933. I am a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements in my practice instead of toxic pharmaceutical drugs. I never did like drugs. And what we call disease and illness is really not a drug issue. What we call disease and illness is really a nutritional deficiency issue on many fronts, and that's what we talk about on this program today. 866-582-9933 is our number. Ben at ksco.com if you want to send me an email, ben at ksco.com. And if you want to check out my blog, pharmacistben.com, and if you want to join me in my mission to help inform the planet about wellness and the nutritional connection to disease, or the lack thereof, good nutrition and its relationship to illness and its relationship to disease, you can click on the Join Me tab at the bottom of my blog, and we'll send you some more information about longevity and the longevity line of nutritional supplements. Good morning, Douglas.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Excited to be alive and excited to be here on The Bright Side. I thought we'd start the program off by talking about a couple stories that I got from PhysOrg, my favorite nutritional website. Article from Clinical Gastroenterology and Hepatology. This one I found real interesting, Doug. Doctors should evaluate liver disease patients for cognitive impairment. And I thought this was interesting, Doug, because you know, a lot of times we don't make the connections that we should, and we end up treating symptomology with not much success, because symptoms are only signals and symptoms are only signs. Apparently, the folks from Clinical Gastroenterology and Hepatology agree with me, because this article talks about the connection between the liver and the brain. When people have cognitive impairment, Doug, and they go to the doctor, what are they typically going to treat?
They're going to give them drugs.
For the brain, for the head.
For the brain, yeah.
Right. They're not going to make the connection to the causal level. And in my opinion, this is what's wrong with how we treat patients, and this is what's wrong with medicine today. We don't address the causal level. We don't connect the dots. Well, that's what I like to do on this program, and that's what I do with my patients, is I connect the dots. Treating symptoms doesn't work, my friends, because symptoms are not the problem. And that is my whole message, and that is my whole mission. I want everybody to understand that symptoms are your friends. Symptoms are signs that there is a biochemical dysfunction that is percolating underneath and that's causing what we typically address as the problem. The problem is not the symptom. The problem is buried underneath. In this particular case, doctors are now connecting liver disease to cognitive impairments. And guess what, my friends? The liver is an integral part of what I call the triangle of disease. The triangle of disease is the digestive system, the blood sugar insulin system, and the adrenal system. And what I've learned over the last 30 years, 27 years of practicing medicine and working directly with patients, is that every symptom that we suffer from is somehow linked up to this triad, this triangle of disease that's located in the center of your body. That is the digestive system, the blood sugar insulin system, and the adrenal system. What happens when we're born is all mammals are born with immature digestive immune systems. When you have an immature digestive immune system, nature has designed a setup where mother's milk, breast milk, contains immune factors and growth factors and probiotic factors that help stimulate the development of the immature digestive / immune system. Under conditions of nutritional deficiency, that is when breast milk is not available or when breast milk is nutritionally empty, doesn't have the nutrients it needs, the digestive tract and the immune system does not develop as it should. And that means that when a baby is born, from that point forward, is going to have digestive and immune problems. If you throw in the typical standard American diet, that is what babies and children are being fed, then you have even further impairment of the digestive and immune system. And from that point forward, you have a human being who is in big trouble. Once the digestive system and the immune system, the digestive slash immune system is compromised, energy production becomes problematic. The body cannot make energy. The body cannot produce energy. The body cannot work with energy, and that's when the blood sugar problems begin. The blood sugar and insulin problems begin. When the blood sugar and insulin problems begin, then you have adrenal issues because the adrenal glands are your emergency energy glands. So once again, digestive slash immune problems first. Blood sugar insulin problems second. Adrenal emergency stress energy problems third. And from that point forward, from that point of the triangle of disease, all symptomology ensues. And it doesn't matter whether that symptomology is cognitive impairment. It doesn't matter whether that symptomology is migraine headaches. It doesn't matter whether that symptomology involves the cardiovascular system and the blood pressure system. Whatever it is, friends, you have to backtrack it to the triangle of disease. Second story that I found interesting here, Doug, was migraine headaches. Migraine headaches. More migraines for no apparent reason. Migraine rates in a comprehensive Norwegian health study have climbed by 1% in a decade, researchers from Norwegian University of Science and Technology report. And this was published in the latest issue of the journal Cephalalgia. Which is a journal, cephalalgia means pain in the head, which is
Say that three times real fast.
Cephalalgia, cephalalgia. Alagia means pain, like cephalalgia, pain, and cepha means head, pain in the head. And so what the doctors are saying here is that they can't figure out why there's more migraines. Well, Doug.
Aren't they mostly food-related?
Exactly.
Diet-related?
Exactly. If you got a migraine headache, folks, something is triggering that migraine headache. Migraine headaches involve blood vessels opening and closing inappropriately in the head. When blood vessels open inappropriately, there's a rebound condition, blood vessels close, and you feel a headache. So you got to eliminate the cause of the blood vessels opening and closing. And guess where those problems come from more often than not? As Doug says, they come from foods. They come from the digestive system. Anytime you have something getting in the body inappropriately, you're going to have a shock reaction, an immune reaction, a blood vessel opening and closing reaction. And this can show up in different ways. If it shows up in blood vessels in the head, bingo, migraines. If you have migraine headaches, folks, backtrack it to the triangle of disease. First and foremost, the digestive system, then the blood sugar system, and then the adrenal system, which means digestive issues must be corrected at all times. If you've got questions, 866-582-9933, if you want to talk to me about migraine headaches or the triangle of disease, we're here to take your phone calls. The point I'm trying to make here, my friends, is if you try to attack things at try to attack your problems at the symptom level, you will always fail. Because the symptom is not the problem. The symptom is merely the signal of the problem, the sign of the problem.
Isn't that really the difference between allopathic and naturopathic medicine?
Yes, the total approach is that allopathic
looks to reduce it down to just one symptom and then go after that rather than look for what's causing the problem and go after that.
Correct. Not necessarily even one symptom. They're trying to attack all symptoms. And in many ways, they have to fail because the symptomology is connected to an underlying cause. And if you're not going to address the cause and you merely attack the symptom is going to show up somewhere else. And then, of course, you're going to need another pharmaceutical to take care of the other symptom, which is why I say pharmaceutical allopathic medicine is an abject failure. Now, we got to contrast this with heroic medicine, which involves surgeries and repairing traumas, like if you get hit by a car or you have a heart attack. And clearly, if you have an emergency, you want to have a surgeon. There's not a role for nutrition in emergency medicine. But when it comes to long-term ambulatory medicine, you have to get yourself on a good nutritional supplement program. And that's what we're here to discuss on The Bright Side, 5 days a week on the Genesis Communication Network and the CBS Radio Network. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs along with Doug Winfrey. 866-582-9933 is our number, 866-582-9933. We'll be back on The Bright Side after this.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs, your nutritional pharmacist. 866-582-9933 is the number, 866-582-9933. If you are sick and tired of your prescription drugs and you want to get off of them and you want to get on a good nutritional supplement program, if it's finally dawning on you that your prescription drugs are not working, that your prescription drugs are merely taking care of symptoms, and if you're concerned about the toxicity of your prescription drugs, which is something you probably should be concerned about if you're on drugs, then we have a good nutritional supplement program for you, and we've got a good nutritional strategy for taking care of your illnesses, of taking care of your diseases, of taking care of whatever you're suffering from at the causal level. the causal level being the triangle of disease. And that's why I call this program the bright side. The bright side is supposed to refer to the good news that whatever it is you're suffering from, whether it's migraine headaches, high blood pressure, blood sugar problems, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, whatever it is you're suffering from, there is a nutritional solution, because more often than not, it has to do with a lack of good nutrition, and that's what the triangle of disease is about. So if you want to get off your prescription drugs and you want to get on a good nutritional supplement program, if you want to learn more about the Youngevity line of supplements, I encourage you to give us a call at 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933, and we'll backtrack whatever it is you're suffering from to the triangle of disease and get you a good nutritional supplement program. And especially, this is especially true if you want to get off your prescription drugs. What's that great analogy that we use, Doug, about the car and your symptoms?
Well, when you're talking about the differences between allopathic and naturopathic medicine, what you've got is a concept with allopathic where you're going to look at a specific symptom or set of symptoms and try to treat that rather than looking what's causing those symptoms. And the car analogy is that, say you're driving down the road and all of a sudden either your check engine light or if you have an older model comes on and you get the red light, warning light coming on, most people are going to pull over or go to their mechanic and get something done, find out why that's happening. And the allopathic method would be to open the hood, go find where the wire to the red light is, and cut that wire, and then, oh, guess what? We don't have a red light on our dash anymore. Let's drive on like nothing's wrong.
And what's going to happen to your car? What ends up happening to your car?
The car dealership's going to love you because you're going to have to buy a new car after you trash that one.
Right, exactly. And that's the entire logic of drug medicine. Let's cut the wire so we don't have to see the check engine light. Well, my friends, what I'm telling you is you got to check the engine if the check engine light is on. And check engine light is on in the body is a symptom. It's a sign. Whatever it is you're suffering from, that's a check engine light. And what nutritional supplementation does is it replaces what's missing in the engine. Another study from the International Journal of Cancer that came out yesterday, weight gain and obesity linked with endometrial cancer risk. Well, let's backtrack this down. If you read the article, people are physicians and scientists are stunned and astounded by all of the obesity and weight gain issues that seem to be occurring all over the world. Based on this article from the International Journal of Cancer, women who put on weight in early adulthood were diagnosed with endometrial cancer at much younger ages than their peers who gained weight in later life. Well, let's break this down, friends. If you're putting on weight in early adulthood, chances are you've got a blood sugar issue. Bingo. Our triangle of disease. Well, endometrial cancer is also related to blood sugar issues, and I'll tell you how it is. Insulin is a growth hormone. Insulin is a hormone that makes things grow. Most of us know that insulin is a hormone that is involved with blood sugar and helping the body use blood sugar, or helping the body use dietary sugar. When your insulin goes up, however, so will your chances of cancer and so will growth problems occur in the body. So if your insulin goes up, your endometrial lining will start to grow at a faster rate, thus increasing the likelihood of endometrial cancer. So your insulin goes up, tissue grows faster, including endometrial tissue. When endometrial tissue or any tissue grows faster, so does the likelihood of cancer. Bingo. Backtrack to the triangle of disease, and you can take care of both weight gain and obesity issues, along with increased endometrial cancer risk issues, simply by backtracking to the triangle of disease, correcting blood sugar problems. How do you correct blood sugar problems? Simple and easy to do. First of all, you've got to reduce the amount of insulin-spiking foods, high glycemic index foods, that is, foods that burn quickly, sugars, breads, pastas, rice, grains. These are the foods that you want to avoid. And secondly, you want to potentize or strengthen your insulin. You strengthen your insulin with good nutritional supplements. One of my favorite nutritional supplements going is the Sweet Ease product from Youngevity, which is chromium and vanadium. Very important for helping improve the insulin response. There's other minerals and other vitamins. We'll talk about that in a moment. But first, let's talk to Stephen in Virginia. What's going on, Stephen?
Oh, hello there. Yes, we were just wondering, is there a way to speak with you as far as getting a consultation, off air,
off air
at another time?
Yeah, you can do this. here's what you want to do, Stephen, and for any listeners who want a direct consultation, I don't do anything for money, but if you email me, ben@ksco.com, and I do get a lot of emails, so give me a couple of days to get back to you. I'll either answer you by email, or if it's too complicated, then we can talk on the telephone, and I'll send you my phone number. We can communicate that way. Is there anything you want to discuss on the air? Maybe help some of your fellow listeners? Do you have any particular issues going on?
I didn't have anything at the moment. We were just
for general.
There had been an email, but we were wondering about the other aspect of if it would be possible to have the consultation or the by telephone or something else, some other type of.
Absolutely. Send me an email, ben@ksco.com, and then we'll communicate that way. And if it's I'll send you out my phone number if I need to talk to you.
Okay. Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much for calling, Stephen, from Virginia. All right, yeah, I love it when you guys call me, because if you have a question or if you have an issue about your health, chances are somebody else has that same problem, and we can help a lot of folks with if you'll be generous enough to contribute your question. If you'd rather not, then I do answer emails, and I get a lot of emails, so give me some time to get back to you. But if you want to send me an email, it's ben@ksco.com, ben@ksco.com, and if you want to if you would like to check out my blog and join me in my longevity mission, pharmacistben.com, pharmacistben.com. Again, the number is 866-582-9933. We're talking about this article here from the International Journal of Cancer, weight gain and obesity linked with endometrial cancer risk. Well, it makes perfect sense if you backtrack it to the triangle of disease, Doug. Weight gain and obesity are blood sugar issues, and so is endometrial cancer. Endometrial cancer, or all cancers, involve growth. Insulin is a growth hormone. Weight gain and obesity involve growth. Insulin is a growth hormone. When you see weight gain and you see obesity and you see cancer risk rising, the first thing you should think about is the triangle of disease, and specifically the point that involves blood sugar and insulin. Folks, almost half of America suffers from blood sugar and insulin issues, and that rate is increasing. More and more people are suffering from blood sugar and insulin problems. More and more people are suffering from weight gain and obesity. More and more people are suffering from endometriosis and female reproductive health issues. All of these are blood sugar and insulin related. Blood sugar and insulin problems are easy to treat, which means weight gain, obesity, endometrial cancer are all easy to treat, involving low glycemic foods, foods that do not burn quickly, and nutritional supplementation. We'll talk about that when we come back from break. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. 866-582-9933 is the number. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs, along with Doug Winfrey. We will be back right after this break with more good health information. Don't go away.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best-tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Thanks for joining us today. 866-582-9933 is your number. 866-582-9933 is your number. We call the program The Bright Side because it's about the good news that the human body is a healing and regenerating system. It needs raw materials to do its work, however, and the raw materials are what we call nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Disease does not ambush us. Disease comes from a diseased terrain, a terrain that is devoid of nutrition, devoid of nutritional supplementation. And this is a show about value and about information. I want you to be better. I want you to feel better after listening to this program. What we call disease, folks, is really information. As Doug so aptly put it, when we have a symptom, it's like the check engine light going off on your car. Sure, you can cut the wire and you don't have to see the check engine light, but
you're going to end up ruining your car, and it's the same thing with the human body. If you take an anti-inflammatory drug, you don't have to see that you have arthritis, but you're going to end up ruining your body. Even something as insignificant or as seemingly insignificant as dry skin or a skin problem is really the manifestation of a biochemical dysfunction that will end up shortening your life. And you can put your moisturizer on and not know that you have dry skin, but you're still going to end up with a shorter life and a poorer quality of life in the long run if you don't correct the underlying biochemical dysfunction. And what's so astoundingly important is that the underlying biochemical dysfunction can always be backtracked to 3 points, the triangle of disease, the digestive system, the blood sugar system, and the adrenal stress system. 866-582-9933 is the number. Let's go to Michigan and see what Diane has to say. What's up, Diane?
Hello.
Hello. Greetings. Good morning.
Oh, thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
We are going all natural as much as we can, but my problem is we haven't even seen a doctor in 7 years because
okay.
They told me I'd be dead if I didn't take their medicine.
Smart thinking, then.
I'm doing pretty good.
Good
Except
deal.
Except for the tips of my fingers, the last joint, are
okay.
all getting deformed. What can
okay.
be causing that? Nobody would okay. answer my questions at a doctor's.
Okay, well, let's talk about that. Now, by deformed, you're talking about the actual joints?
Yes, they're getting big and crooked.
Okay, so you got some swelling and you got some inflammation going on there, and is it in the bone or is it in the tissue around the bone?
It's in the bone.
Okay, it's in the bone. So something's not growing as it should. Cells are not dividing as they should. So there's several ways you want to look at this. Remember our triangle of disease. We always want to backtrack to the triangle.
Digestive, sugar, and adrenal.
There you go. So bingo, first thing. Always the first thing. You know, it's like when you're watching those criminal, those CSI shows. What does CSI stand for? Crime scene investigation shows. They see the crime, and then they look for the clues, and they track the clues back down to the usual suspects. The most likely suspect, the first place you want to check, is the digestive system. So I would ask you, Diane, what kind of digestive issues do you have? That's the first thing that needs to be corrected.
Okay. Lately, I've been I'm fasting and trying
okay.
to do a detox.
Okay.
Trying to figure out, you know, what was causing my fingers to get this way.
Okay.
And
what's
so
going
what
on in the digestive
system?
I've been
doing the last
system. 2 weeks. Well, what, do you have heartburn? Do you have bloating, discomfort?
Well, I had all of them. I'm over 100 pounds overweight. And,
okay.
And
okay,
I
so
had
let's...
the heartburn and the high cholesterol. And
okay, so let's then you're a classic candidate for fixing up the triangle. First and foremost, we need you to do a food diary or figure out what foods are your triggers. Until you eliminate digestive triggers, you're not going to be able to solve the problem. So we want to figure out what are your digestive triggers. Now, sometimes that's easier said than done in the sense that the brain is very interesting. It will eliminate things that happen all the time. So if you have the same problem over and over and over again, your brain will kind of delete it from its what it sees, and you won't notice that you have bloating every time after you eat bread, for example. So you have to do a food diary, and that's where you put down on paper every single thing you put in your mouth, and I recommend that you eat very simply so that when you're doing your food diary, it's easy to assess what is causing a problem. So have foods that don't have a lot of sauces with them or don't have a lot of ingredients to them. They're just one type of food. Say, if it's bread, just have bread. Or if it's pasta, just have pasta. Don't put sauce on it. Don't put butter on the bread. And then put a column next to the food that you ate, and every 2 hours, every 4 hours, every 8 hours, every 12 hours, just jot down how you feel. And do this for a week or 10 days, and what you'll start to notice is every time you eat a certain food, you don't feel so good, or you have loose stools or some kind of digestive symptom. That's a food that needs to be eliminated, and then you just make your diet composed of the foods that are not problematic. So that's step number one. Eliminate the foods that are problematic and stick with foods that are non-problematic. Then the second thing you want to do is, under ideal conditions, if you can, take a food holiday. Take a digestive holiday. And by that I mean don't eat any solid food for 2 or 3 or 4 days.
Well, that's what I'm doing right now.
Are you on no solid food? So
no
now,
solid foods. No.
Okay, now with no solid food, Diane, it doesn't mean that you're not going to get nutrition. You still need nutrition. So what you want to do is you want to do soups and juices. And by juices, I'm talking about vegetable juices, not fruit juice. You should stay far away from fruit juice. Fruit juice is a serious problem food. And just stick with vegetable juices, and not the canned vegetable juices, not the V8 vegetable juice, but make your own fresh vegetable juice. If you have a blender, just drop in veggies in there. My favorite way to make veggie juice is with a Vitamix. It's a little expensive. It's about $400. Do you have a Vitamix?
Yes.
Awesome. Make great juices with your Vitamix. Cucumber, celery, and just do vegetable juices. Stay away, if you can, from a lot of carrot and a lot of beet, which can mess up your blood sugar system. And stick with cucumbers, celery, bell peppers, broccoli, if you can do that. And just make more savory vegetables and just do veggie juices. Yesterday we talked about bone soup. Let me tell you about bone soup. Did you do that yesterday?
No, but I listened to you yesterday, but okay. We make our own bone broth.
Oh, then, Diane, you're right on top of it.
Right,
no
right,
solid
I,
food.
I just don't know what this on my fingers is. Do you know what
well,
it is?
Well, hang on.
I'm sorry.
Hang on. Vegetable juice and bone soup, and try to do that for as long as you can do it. It's like an elixir. Then you want to start to replace the nutrients, because if you've had digestive problems for a long period of time, that's going to put you into a nutrient-empty condition because you're probably not absorbing nutrients. The core of nutrient absorption is the small intestine, and that's right in the middle of the body. In fact, that is the core of all health and wellness, right there in the middle of your body. If you've had a digestive problem for decades, which many of us have, and it's very possible you have had as well, Diane, you want to start to replace those nutrients. Omega-3 and omega-6 essential fatty acids are very, very important for the inflammatory system, especially omega-3 fatty acids, but we don't absorb them very effectively when we have digestive problems. So in combination with all these things that you're doing to repair your digestive system, the bone soup and the fasting and the veggie juices, you want to start to put in essential fatty acids into your body. And get yourself on the Longevity Ultimate EFAs or some equivalent, something that's just as good. You can find essential fatty acid capsules, or you can buy the essential fatty acid liquids and start to do 2 or 3 tablespoons a day. And be observant. When you're doing your essential fatty acids, either capsules, take 3, 6, 9 a day. You can take up to 9, or you can even take 12 a day, or 3 tablespoons of the oil, the liquid oil a day. Notice how you feel. If you have any digestive problems after you take in your fats, that too is a clue, and there's things that you're going to want to do in response to that. We'll talk about that when we come back for break. Stick with us, Diane, because this is an interesting call, and we can help a lot of people. So stick with us. You're listening to The Bright Side. 866-582-9933 is your number. I'm Pharmacist Ben, along with Doug Winfrey. We'll be back right after this.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years, and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928- 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs, your nutritional pharmacist. We're talking to Diane in Michigan, and before we get back to Diane, I want to mention that the website that I get a lot of my daily information is physorg.com, and that's spelled PHYSORG.com, and there's great scientific information there. Some of it is a little bit technical. It's meant for scientists, but there's a lot of good health information. If you can wade through some of the more technical jargon, you can get a lot of good ideas. Let's see if there's anything else I want to say here. No. Let's go back to Diane in Michigan. Diane?
Yes.
Okay. So it sounds like you have a little bit of – may have some autoimmune issues, maybe some rheumatoid arthritis, especially in conjunction with the digestive impairment. And all autoimmune disease is really masked digestive symptomology. And so anytime you have joint problems or deformities in the joints or swelling, I'm always looking at the digestive system. In your particular case, because you also have the weight issues, you probably have some blood sugar problems too, and we'll address those momentarily. But first and foremost, as we were saying before the break, is you want to get yourself on a digestive holiday, and I'm glad you're doing that bone broth, and you're going to love that because you'll get powerful nutrition in a liquid format, especially the protein that you get from bone broth is really, really helpful for the healing process.
What's that? How long should I do that?
As long as you can. I mean, ideally for months, but you may want some solid food after a week or so. But do it as long as you can do it.
Okay.
Even when you get back on some solid food, I'll tell you how to do that in a moment, at least make the bone broth a big part of your diet. But for 3 or 4 or 5 days, it should be all you do. Don't put any solid food in your system. So you're going to do veggie juices. You're going to do the bone broth. I started talking about essential fatty acids. They're powerfully anti-inflammatory. They're involved in the hormone system. And what's especially important for EFAs, essential fatty acids, when you have digestive problems, is they're difficult to absorb. So you may be under essential fatty acid deficiency, and that's why it's going to be important to start to replace those EFAs as you're healing your gut. You can take the capsules. The Longevity Ultimate EFA is a great capsule. If you like the capsules, find one that's equivalent, or use the Longevity line, Longevity product. Or if you like the liquids,
take the liquids in a tablespoon, 2 or 3 tablespoons a day of an essential fatty acid blend, and then, or you can take 9 to 12 capsules in divided doses. Always take your fats in divided doses. So if maybe 3 in the morning, 3 capsules in the morning, 3 capsules afternoon, 3 capsules at night, or if you do the tablespoons, 1 tablespoon in the morning, 1 tablespoon in the afternoon, and 1 tablespoon at night. Be very vigilant and watch your digestive symptoms as you take in the fats. If you notice any problems when you take in the fats, that's a clue. That means you're not absorbing your fats. And so you're going to want digestive enzymes with your essential fatty acids. And again, the Longevity line contains a wonderful digestive enzyme called Ultimate Enzymes. Or if you don't want, if you're not part of Longevity, find a good digestive enzyme supplement. You may also want to throw in something called pancreatin, which is a very effective digestive enzyme. And it's a little bit hard to find. You have to go to a health food store to find pancreatin. That's spelled P-A-N-C-R-E-A-T-I-N. Then you're going to want to make sure you're getting your micronutrients. The most important micronutrients are the B complex and vitamin C, and you want both of those. They're very important for the healing process, especially for healing the extremities. Vitamin C and the B complex are important, and the B complex in particular is going to be difficult for you to absorb if you have digestive problems. So you want to find a good liquid vitamin supplement. One of my favorites is the Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. It's a powder, and you put it in water, and that allows you to get liquid nutrition. And for you or for anybody who has digestive problems, liquid nutrition is very important. You bypass any digestive issues if you do your nutrients in liquid format. So liquid B vitamins, liquid vitamin C. And then you're going to want your fatty vitamins, especially vitamins A and D, which are extremely important for the healing process. And in your particular case, we want to heal the digestive tract. The vitamins A and D, however, are fatty. So if you have problems absorbing fats, you're going to have problems absorbing vitamin A and D. And again, be vigilant when you take your vitamin A and vitamin D and your essential fatty acids. Be vigilant, be aware of any digestive symptomology. And if that is the case, that you feel a little bloated, or some people say they take their essential fatty acids and they burp up or they repeat on them. They say they can taste them half an hour or 20 minutes after they eat them or swallow them. If that's the case, that's a sign that you're not absorbing. And two ways to get around that are, as I said, digestive enzymes, and also you can take your essential fatty acids and your fatty vitamins with food, and that will improve the absorption. So you've got essential fatty acids, you've got your fatty vitamins, your micronutrients, your B complex, and your vitamin C. You're going to want to be as long as you can on a soup and juice fast. Give yourself a digestive holiday, and then you want to do a food diary and eliminate all digestive triggers. All of these steps will go a long way towards improving the extremities. We do want to cover your blood sugar system, and we want to cover your thyroid, which chances are you have a thyroid thing going on, and chances are you also have an adrenal issue. Remember our triangle of disease, but we can cover that at a later time. That is a wonderful first step for you all if you do all those things that we talked about, and call us back and let us know how you're doing, and we'll walk you through the process.
Okay.
Okay, Diane?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Diane from Michigan. Sounds like she's got a good handle on things, though. She already started the bone soup and already started the veggie juices. It's critically important that you connect all of your symptomology, friends, to your digestive system. Now, it's not just your digestive system. And by the way, I forgot to mention to Diane, if you're listening, Diane, probiotics or good bacteria can also be very helpful for the digestive system, for all digestive problems. Our guts or our digestive tracts are loaded with bacteria. You know, Doug, you have more bacterial cells in your body than you do human cells.
I've read that before. Hey, as far as the getting the good bacteria, how do you feel about some of these yogurt products that are being advertised out there, really pushed from this standpoint?
Yeah.
I know that one of them actually got kind of their chain yanked by the FDA because they were making a lot of claims that weren't necessarily true.
Right. Yeah. Here's the problem with a lot of those yogurt products. People typically don't like yogurt, so they have to have them flavored, and they flavor them with a lot of sugar. So when you're eating a yogurt product, and yogurt can be a good food for some people, but the brand name yogurts that you get in the supermarkets are really very rich in sugar, sucrose sugar, and that can be a problem. Secondly, a lot of people who have dairy allergies, and dairy allergies are very common, will still have allergies to yogurt. Yogurt counts as dairy, even though, yes, it's fermented, but the proteins that cause allergic reactions when folks have dairy allergies, those proteins are still in yogurt. So people can react to yogurt. yogurt. That's the second problem. A third problem is if the yogurt product is pasteurized, it's not going to have any live bacterial cultures in it. And most yogurts are pasteurized. So just because a food is a yogurt and it's supposed to have live cultures in it doesn't always mean that it does have live cultures. So you want to make sure that you read the package and make sure that on the package it says contains live cultures. That means it's got living bacteria in there. And also, you want to make sure that it has enough different types of bacteria. There's 500 or so different types of bacteria that live in your digestive tract. And they all have some kind of role to play in health. So you want to make sure you're getting as broad a spectrum of different types of bacteria in your yogurt or in your kefir or in your borscht or in your probiotic supplement. And if you get a good probiotic supplement, it'll tell you it's made with 10 different strains or 12 different strains. Usually they're somewhere around the good ones anyway. Usually somewhere between 10 and 14 different strains of bacteria. And you want to look for many billions.
Does have a couple of good products?
Well, say again?
Doesn't Yogevity have
Yogevity
a couple of good
one,
products?
One probiotic product called Flora FX, and it's one that I recommend. It's got multiple strains of
the nightly essence, I believe, is pretty
good. You know,
well.
Somebody's telling me they don't carry that anymore.
I just got some.
The nightly essence?
Yeah, let's say discontinued.
Well, I think that's great because that was one of my favorite Yogevity products, the BioLumen nightly essence. If that is available, and I should look into that because somebody told me that wasn't available. If that is available, the BioLumen Nightly Essence is the best probiotic supplement going. So you got to get yourself on a probiotic supplement, friends. You know what? Even if you don't have a digestive problem, you got to get yourself on a probiotic supplement. Probiotics help detoxify food. Probiotics help you make vitamins. Probiotics are important for your blood sugar system. Probiotics are important for blood fats. Probiotics help you process cholesterol. Probiotics are critically, critically important. And if you have a digestive problem, many people find digestive relief just by taking probiotics. Even something as seemingly insignificant as heartburn or burping can be relieved by taking a good probiotic supplement. All right, that's all we have time for today on The Bright Side. Thanks so much for joining us, friends. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs along with Doug Winfrey. We are here to help you understand the wide world of nutritional supplementation. We're here to help you understand how to take and use the Yogevity line of supplements, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. If you're interested in learning more about the Yogevity line of supplements, check out my blog at pharmacistben.com or www.infowarsteam.com. And, of course, if you want to send me an email, you can always do that at ben@ksco.com. We'll be back tomorrow for another edition of The Bright Side. We'll talk about fructose, fruit sugar, and why it's different from sucrose and why you want to be very alert to the amount of fructose you're eating. For Doug Winfrey, I'm Ben Fuchs. Have a beautiful, wonderful day. Live from The Bright Side. We'll talk to you all tomorrow. Bye for now.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available, so get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.